Now, the immigration bill includes a provision that would authorize hundreds of miles of new fencing along the U.S. border with Mexico. Over the next few days, we're going to look at that provision with the mayors of two border cities. One is the mayor of Yuma, Arizona. Federal authorities have thrown more border agents and National Guard troops into that area, and they've already built a new double-layered fence. Yuma Mayor Larry Nelson says the first barrier is made of solid steel panels.
What they do is they take the landing mats that they use for the Harriers and helicopters and drive them down into the ground, and then those become the fence.
So this
weld them up.
Basically like a solid piece of
solid piece of steel all the way. And then they come over and put about a 12-foot chain-link fence.
If you get over the solid metal, you got a chain-link fence.
Then you got a chain-link fence to get over. And all along there's sensors, there's radar units. Because you can get over one, over the other real quick, and get out into the desert. And then you're out there looking at death. You get out in the summertime, a lot of them don't make it through there because you're talking about 115 to 120-degree temperatures, and there's no water anywhere.
So is Yuma and the surrounding area fully protected?
Not fully, no, but they're getting there pretty quick. Our numbers are down significantly. They're down 68% over what they were a year ago.
A year ago, how many immigrants, as far as you could tell, were coming across the
border? There were about 120,000 apprehended in 2006. There's 38,000 apprehended in 2007.
In the fiscal year 2007, which we're not too far from the end
of. No, not too far from the end.
And if you keep that pace, you might end up with 50 or 60,000. You might end up with less than half
less
what it was the year
less
before.
Less than half. I think the percentages are going to hold pretty true.
What do you attribute that to?
National Guard, the additional eyes and ears on the border.
The National Guard is there.
Mm-hmm.
The fence is a little bit longer.
The fence is a little bit longer. Fence now is protecting San Luis Rio, Colorado. Because these people were coming over the border, going through their houses, stealing things out of their houses as they went by. It was an untenable situation.
Has there been any downside to Yuma, to the increase in security?
No, because people who want to get across are coming across.
So you want more legal immigration?
Sure. And the most important thing I want to see a guest worker program, a commuter guest worker program. We're already doing it, but it's very difficult for them. We produce 92% of the nation's table crop for 6 months out of the year. Salads. If you eat a salad, you're eating it out of Yuma, Arizona, 6 months out of the year. The other six comes out of Salinas.
Are we in the 6 months that it comes from you?
No.
That's coming in the winter.
Not until November. In that period of time, we will supply the nation's table crop, all the United States and Canada. So we need a commuter guest worker program where we can bring those people across from Mexico. We're doing it now, today. We need it made a little bit easier. It's extremely difficult for them. Sometimes they get up in the morning about 3 to 4 o'clock, and they don't get home at nighttime till 8 or 9 o'clock. And that's no way for them to have a family life.
They spend tons of time at the border crossing going back and forth.
Absolutely do.
It sounds like the economy very much depends on Mexican immigrants of one kind or another, whether they're coming to shop, whether they're coming to live, whether they're coming across to work or anything else.
Those that we depend on are there legally, and they have legal ways to get there. We want to make it easier for them to get there because there's more of them coming through Yuma than there is any other city on the Arizona border.
Do you think it's possible that you could end up adjusting the system in such a way that you'd have many fewer illegal immigrants but many more legal immigrants? You'd still end up with tremendous immigration into the United States.
Yes.
Is that actually the result you'd want?
In many cases, yes. I would like to have legal immigrants in there that can handle the farming business, that $3 billion business that's out there. That is really important to us.
Well, Mayor Nelson, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Larry Nelson is mayor of Yuma, Arizona, and tomorrow we'll get the view from Laredo, Texas.